that we have this time to enter into your word. Father, I come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Lubia Momisera, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God, the Holy Spirit. As we have the privilege to minister your word this evening, we pray you grant us grace and unction to minister the word of God with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. We pray a clear channel will be created and maintained in the heavenlies. The life and power of God will flow. That the word of, by the reason of the Spirit and the word, Father, you will break yokes. You will heal bodies. You will meet needs. You will bring glory to the name of Jesus. Blessings to the sons of men. You will dissolve doubts in our lives. You will solve riddles. You will cause us to be educated, to be enlightened. Father, to be strong in the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That the word of God will have a free course in our hearts, and the word of God will be glorified. Father, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against the effective delivery and receiving of the word. And so in unity with my brethren, under the covering of our fathers, and under the lordship and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, unbelief and such like, lying spirits, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out. We destroy your works. We resist and bind you. We take authority over you. We break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God, the seven spirits of God, to go forth. Fill the air. Fill the atmosphere. Fill our hearts. Fill our lives. Enforce and execute God's perfect will concerning the ministration and the receiving of the word. Thank you, Father, because you do more than what we ask, more than what we think, according to your power that's at work within us. We thank you, Father, because you answer our prayers. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we please move behind Pastor Laolu, everybody? We leave only Precious there. Please all move. 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 Except the piano man, we may have to respond at emergency. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Amen. You are welcome to Zion City Fellowship Campus Outreach Arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center. Pastor by Pastor Lubis Johnson and Mom Sarah Johnson. Thank you. Thank you for the honor for our parents. Bible says you should give honor to whom honor is due. So we meet every Friday from 5 o'clock till 6:30. Amen. So without wasting more time, we want to go into the word this evening. The word this evening is titled, The Good and Honest Heart. What's the title? The Good and Honest Heart. So let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 8. We'll be reading basically from Luke chapter 8 today. Okay? And we are going to read from King James. Okay? Thank you. Let me give it to Deborah. Where's your Bible? You don't have your Bible here. Okay. Give it to Ife. Luke chapter 8 from verse 4. King James. If you'll be reading on until I tell you to stop.
And when much people were gathered together and were
is the mic working?
And when?
And when much people were gathered together
yes.
and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed. Some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture.
Thank you very much. Give it to Taiwo. No. Bring it here. Yeah, yes. From verse 7. When you come to Zion City Fellowship, you will be told to read. Deborah, you will see next week. I won't forget you. Where from verse 7?
And some fell among thorns.
Yes.
And the thorns sprang up with it and choked it.
Yeah.
And the other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried.
He did what?
He cried.
Okay.
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable
show? The last verse we are reading.
But that on the good
mark. When in the marks, the verse, how can you understand all other parables? So it's a very important. The World International Brain Organization is to organize brain schools for Africans, young Africans, lecturers, postgraduate students that are interested in doing their research in the brain. The brain is a bit popular now in research in Nigeria, but 20 years ago, I'm talking now, it's 20 years ago, 2004, it wasn't. So they were making a serious effort to jumpstart interest in brain research. Okay? In a place called Grahamstown, Rhodes University. Rhodes, very old. Cecil Rhodes. Cecil Rhodes used to be a very famous explorer and scientist in the 1800s. So the university is named after him. So in 2004, the university was 100 years old. It was about 100 years. So it's in 1904. So we're the university and we're young. Most of us were in our 30s, 20s, 30s. So we're all young lecturers. And they picked us from all over Africa. They picked, everybody, many people apply, but they picked 20. Except the fellow Nigerians. We're all meeting ourselves for the very, even the Nigerians that we went there, I'd never seen any of them before. I was from UI, one was from Nigerian Pharmaceutical Research Institute in Abuja, one was from ABU, one was from Ilorin. So, we're excited as Nigerians. We moved around together, sat on the dinner table. But in a usual gathering like that, you see the boys gravitate to the fine girls. Gatherings of 20s, 30s. And you see all these boys with their very dirty language. Very dirty language. And they'll be laughing. But you know, I was just speaking my numbers. But one Moroccan girl, she just looked and said, James, you have a good heart. Out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth speaks. We've all been together for 2-3 days. The boys will say what they want to say, and they will. Well, there are some things I can say. So it's just natural. But there was no intention to say I want to be a good boy. But Hannah just suddenly just said, James, you have a good heart. A good heart is infectious. Praise the Lord. Ultimately, it will show. Praise the Lord. Same thing for evil hearts. She didn't say those boys had evil hearts. She didn't say that. She just said, James, you have a good heart. Praise the Lord. A honest and a good heart. Praise the Lord. So let's go to verse 4. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. Were there a few people that gathered or much people? Few people or much people? This parable is what he wants everybody to hear. Praise the Lord. He wants everybody to hear it. Amen. And when Jesus saw those much people gathered to him, he now spake to them in this parable. Like I said, we are looking at the fourth heart, which is the one, verse 15, a good and honest heart. Amen. Like we know, there is the wayside heart. There is the stony heart. There is the thorny heart. Then there is the good and honest heart. Amen. Use the word good and what? Honest. So, what we will see today is that every other heart, the wayside, the stony and the thorny, did not fit good and honest. Amen. But when Jesus explained the parable, it was challenging each other's heart to be good and honest. Amen. So he's not happy to say wayside hearts. You are forever wayside. Stony hearts. You are forever stony. Thorny heart. You are forever thorny. Good and honest heart only. Praise the Lord. Actually, we are all born with those three, not with the fourth. Praise the Lord. Or we grew up not with our fourth one, but with those three. And everybody has to make the transition. Amen? To a good and honest heart. What did he say about the first one? Challenge the first one so we can appreciate. Challenge the first one, verse 11. Now, the parable is this. So he's explaining the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they believe and be saved. Lest they do what? Believe and be saved. Jesus expected the wayside heart to believe and to be saved. That is the ultimate goal to being good and honest. So a good and honest heart is a heart that believes. Praise the Lord. And a heart that is saved. Amen. So in that description of, in the definition of wayside heart, Jesus described the characteristics of good and honest. He said, what? Because what that seed is expected to do, what is the seed of corn expected to do at the end of the day? To become full corn that you eat. Praise the Lord. So first, when you plant the corn, when you get there, you see some leaves. But that's not where we are going to. Amen. Who wants to eat the leaves? Except goats and sheep. We want to eat the corn. So the essence of that seed is to bring good and honest. Praise the Lord. Because the seed is the word of God, isn't it? The word of God is good. Amen. Every good and perfect gift from God, from above. That's God. Amen. Say the things that are good, that are honest, of good report, of excellence, is the word of God. That's what you should think upon. Amen. So that good and honest is the word of God. It's what will come out from that seed. So when he saw the wayside, he said, the devil comes. Don't concern the devil. He said, lest you believe and you ask. That's the character of the good and honest. Amen. It's a heart that believes. When you start to walk in unbelief, it's contrary to the good and honest heart. Amen. Start to query yourself. You are quick not to believe God. Amen. And guess what? Be honest about it. Any little thing, you want to believe the negative. Call yourself to order. Praise the Lord. Why is he calling me? Maybe an accident has occurred. Why are you thinking like that? Praise the Lord. Call yourself to order. It happens to everybody. Call yourself to order. I shouldn't be thinking like that. Amen. Say the wayside, the devil, leave the word, the devil. Less you believe and you are saved. That's the good, some of the characters of good and honest. It believes. Amen. He's saved. Not just the salvation of born again, but being saved to different characters of God. Praise the Lord. So that's what is expected of the good and honest. Amen. Let's go to the stony. Let's see another character of the good and honest. Verse 13. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy, but these have no roots, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. So, what is expected in the good and honest is that they will have roots. Praise the Lord. They'll be rooted and grounded in love. Amen. That's what you expect from the good and honest heart. It will be rooted and grounded in love. Once you are seeing yourself, you are saying, I can't love that person. No. Watch it. Call yourself to order. You are moving away from a good and honest heart. He says, it's not rooted. It has no root. And then he says, so they believe for a while. They believe for what? A while. When you start believing for something, trusting God, and after a while you don't see, that's not a good and honest heart. you easily give up. You don't believe continually. You don't stay with God permanently. You just believe a little and then you give up. It's not a good and honest heart. Praise the Lord. Yes, small pressure comes. No. So you start to tell yourself, I need to stay with this thing. Amen. I believe God. I stay with it. I believe God. I stay with it. I believe God. I stay with it. Praise the Lord. As a young Christian, it's 88, second 200 level. So 200 level, at 100 level, 100 level, I debated for my block. There were four blocks in the hall. Block A, Block B, Block C, Block D, and Wooden. Five blocks. So 100 level in those days were in Wooden block. They've demolished all those Wooden blocks now. Were in Wooden. And I used to be a debater from secondary school. So immediately I came and I saw, if you want to join debating society, I went to join. And then they said there'll be competition, debate competition. They did rehearsal. They picked me to debate for the Wooden block. So in debating for the Wooden block, they immediately picked me to come and debate for the hall. Three speakers. So I should come and be the third speaker. All debates. I don't hear them do that anymore. People don't have time for academic rigors now. Maybe if they do TikTok competition, you will see more people there. Don't do all those things again. So debated for the hall. Very tough competition. Quarterfinal, semifinal, final. So we won. Final in Trenchard Hall. I can't forget. Lifted the trophy. They said the hall was getting that trophy for the first time in 5 years. So I was in 100 level. So 200 level, they were farming. 200 level, there's no accommodation. There's no accommodation for 200 level. 200 level, that this happened whether between, whether when I was going for my 400 or when I was going for 200. One of them. But that year that I was going to, there's no accommodation. So, during the holidays, something just spoke to my heart. Start praying for your accommodation. Pray for accommodation. I'm a debater. I won the cup. I'm in the press club. I'm the sports editor. I will get accommodation. That's what I just told myself. Okay? So I didn't pray. So when the list came out, they said, everybody, that category, you don't have accommodation. No, my name didn't come out. All of us in my class, nobody's name came out. So we're not supposed to get accommodation. So as usual, everybody now started making noise. They now say, okay. The debaters, go and bring out your list so I can give you accommodation. Later, they called the press editor-in-chief, went to complain. He said, okay, the press, everybody that is a member of the press, bring out your list. Then my class, 400 level vet medicine, it was 400. It's my alarm. 400 level vet medicine. They now said, vet medicine, 400 level. 400 level is tough. Please, go and bring out your list. True life story. You know, the press club met, they brought the list out. They said, James is in... is in debates. Don't bother about. They left my name out. Debates met. And say, he's in press. And they say 400 level. They left my name out. My 400 level classmate say, it's a debate. And my name was left out of the three. And the list now came out. Debates list, accommodation, they gave all of them. Press, they came out. What did God say during the holiday? Pray for your accommodation. Real life story, telling you. I said, God, at his share. And now went to pray. Like many of us do, we pray after the facts. And God gave us a way of escape. But in stay with it. And stay with it consistently. The very last batch of accommodation, when some people did not get their... My name now came out. It was a big lesson. It was a big lesson. Praise the Lord. Let's stay with God, believing. Praise the Lord. Let's stay with it. Believe us. No. And God is so faithful. And you are, and that I also learned that when you're a child of God, you have opposition. Don't behave like an unbeliever. Once you're a child of God, you have opposition. Praise the Lord. That's the truth. When you are Dangote's daughter or son, people want to kidnap you. It will be stupid of him to just walk on the street as if he's somebody else, as if he's anybody. They will pick him up. You say you're a child of God. You can't just be walking this earth as if you are like someone. There are demons that want to get you. That's just it. You are precious. They want to get you. So when God gives you a way of escape, pray. Praise the Lord. I didn't pray. Peter too didn't pray. Jesus said, Simon, the devil have tried to sift you away. Pray. He too didn't pray. He denied Jesus. So when God tells us pray, let's pray. Pray the normal time to pray. But when God now says pray, pray. There's a prayer we must pray. But there's time God shows up and say pray. Praise the Lord. You know, there's a storyline. Also in Luke, I read it of recent. Since we are reading Luke now, a storyline. There are three groups of people. Two of them went to meet Jesus that they want to follow him. One says, he went to meet you and said, I want to follow you. But let me go and say bye-bye to the people at home. He said, no. Another person said, I want to follow him. I want to follow. I want to get the... There are three. One says, yes, but let me go bury. But you know, he saw one and said, follow me. So there are times we are the ones say, I want to follow. But time just... And sometimes God may not even answer us. But a time God now says, come and say, follow me. Praise the Lord. There are times we have to pray every day, but a time comes God just says, pray. Amen. You know what? You should do both. The regular prayer, it's not when God now says, pray. Say, should I have prayed in the good morning, during the morning? God says, you should pray. Praise the Lord. Pray the normal, regular prayer time. Pray when God tells you, pray. Amen. The third heart, the thorny one. So we learned from the stony that we should the stony heart, we learned from it that we should have roots in ourselves. Amen. Rooted and grounded in love. We have that confession that we say every day about being rooted. And the stony also believes for a while. No. The good and honest heart keeps believing. Amen. And in time of temptation, fall away. The good and honest heart is a heart that overcomes temptation. Praise the Lord. Mentor, we're not good at this. And God helps us. Like that, pray. God saw temptation coming. He says, pray. God saw temptation coming from Peter. He says, pray. Praise the Lord. And it's always sometimes a problem with young people. Very presumptuous. Say nothing will happen. And God, Bible says, abstain from every appearance of evil. Say, you can't handle evil. So once there's the appearance, run away. Say, no. I'm more than that. Be very careful. Praise the Lord. You must overcome temptation. Amen. And sometimes God tells you to, our Father, who lead us not into temptation. Like one of my boss said one time, he said, why do you like deliver us from evil. Why don't you take lead us not to temptation? You will now go into the temptation so that when the evil now catches you, say, hey, God, deliver. Why didn't you take the lead us not into temptation? There are times, so definitely evil can come. But when God gives you the door, lead us not into temptation, take it. Praise the Lord. Good and honest heart. Amen. And now there is temptation everywhere. Be very careful. Amen. Very, very careful. Particularly young people, let's be very careful. Keep your nose clean. Amen. Your nose clean. Because let me tell you, evil doesn't pay. Evil doesn't what? Doesn't pay. Sin doesn't pay. So lead us not into them. We have to overcome. We have to overcome. We'll talk about how later, but just let me say, that's why, I don't know how you can be a Christian. I don't regularly bind the devil. How can you be? 21st century. You don't bind the devil. And you say you're a Christian. You are already with them. You are with them. His temptations are every time, everywhere. Keep binding him. Praise the Lord. Now, turning heart. Verse 14. And they that fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. Huh. You know when we talked about the heart one by one before? When I got to Tony, if you remember, I said, this is where many people, young people are. In scripture, but their conscience, many of them are not in stony. They are not in wayside. No. Many of them are not in stony. Many are in thorny. They had the word. Praise the Lord. They had the word. It sunk into their heart. But the love for TikTok, the pleasures of Instagram, and the cares of novels, and money, and makeup, and everything is so strong, it chokes the word. That's where many young people are. And part of being good and honest, just accept that. That's where many young people are. So you are present in the church, but you are not growing in the church. That's where many of us are. As per present, you are not wayside. You are in God's house. And you are not, but you are not ready to make sacrifices. You are not. You're not ready to wake up early to pray. No. You wake up in the morning, bam! 5:36 and you're on TikTok. I don't know anybody's TikTok account or Instagram account. I'm just drawing the shape of caps. But if that cap enters your head, just wear it. Yeah. Yes. It doesn't stop you from going to church, but I bought a bet. And once Asna is playing, you can't come to church. If they say Asna is 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock, then church service is cancelled. Or you will leave church. Hello? Self. I didn't say you shouldn't watch Asna. Then that means... then I need to do that Bible reading early because we want to watch Arsenal in the evening. So you make sure God doesn't suffer. Praise the Lord. It says the cares of this world, the pleasures, deceitfulness of riches. Once they talk money, you cannot discipline yourself. A student came to meet me. Said, sir, university, I have problem with this person. Something online, something, dollars, something took my dollars, Obviously, their attention is more into that than into the academic work. And it has turned to war over dollars they were making out of the debts. Cares of this deceitfulness of riches. So if God shows up, you can't make sacrifices. Once you have turned towards a place where you think money is, if you are not at peace with something, be careful. Relax. Think about it. Pray. Seek for counsel. Praise the Lord. See, God doesn't leave himself without witness. Nobody, no child of God just enters into fire. No. God is too faithful for that. But you don't have peace about something. But there is money there. There is money there. I remember when I was doing my postdoctoral training in the U.S. I was talking to one young guy in the lab, a good friend of mine, hardworking. And I was now talking about, when I finish going back home, when he finishes, the guy is an American citizen, so he came from Europe. So when you finish medical degree, he was very brilliant. So there's a category of people, very few in the country, they do medicine and PhD at the same time. So they spend about 7 years in university and finish with a medical degree and a PhD. They are both doctors and researchers. So they are highly prized. They are the best of the best. So he was looking at some areas of medicine where there is money. That when he finishes his medicine, I said, I feel my own, I don't know. We are just meeting a few months. But just go to where you know you have a piece of heart. The guy said, where piece of your piece of heart? Is it not the money that will bring the peace of mind? I said, no, it doesn't work like that. He said, this one you are saying, where you are, when go to somewhere that you have peace about. I said, when there is money, there will be peace. I said, it doesn't work like that. But that's what many young people believe. The deceitfulness of riches. It's so deceitful. And we need to be very careful. And I said, no. It doesn't work like that. Don't joke with the peace of your heart. And you see that peace, only you and God knows it. You can come and tell your pastor cock and bull stories. You know when you're having turmoil. When you are trying to make a decision, you know God is not backing you up. Looking for Pastor Laolu to back you up. When God has not backed you up. I know, but that's what people do. I've been at your level before. You are turmoiling to make the decision. Just let me say something. Just let me tell you. There's nothing that can quantify to your peace. Praise the Lord. Nothing. Nothing. They did a study many years ago, 20, 25 years ago, in the U.S. and alcohol intake among young professionals. Lots were taking alcohol. People in their 20s, brilliant, very brilliant people. They went to MIT, they went to Harvard. They are working in top places. Today it will be Microsoft AI and Code. Those are the kind of ChatGPT. Those are the kind of place. But many of them are. Take alcohol. And it was a questionnaire. Majority. He is not enjoying his job. He feels he should have been doing something else, but this is where the money was. So he came there. And alcohol is one of his way, getaway card. He said, I really love painting, but painting. Oh, no one know painting. But I've graduated 30 years plus. I will just tell you something. Don't kick your passion away. With time, money will meet you there. Praise the Lord. Don't kick your peace away. With time, money will meet you there. Amen. Because everything you talk about money, everything you are talking about money is what you can see. Is the 6 months, 1 year down the road, which you can't really even see, that you are just looking at. Can you gauge 20 years? 15, 20 years? 30 years? I always say, sometimes the gra-gra we do is probably because we feel we won't live long. Because that's really, all the gra-gra we do is, maybe you feel you won't live long. Because if you are trusting God for a long life, then you don't need the gra-gra. But most of those gra-gra is just because you think, is everything going to last 3 years? No. So why are you not doing? Calm down. It's a long life to live. Amen. So, and when people live, you live your, say, with long life, God will satisfy you. He will show you. Hey, after you live that long, you say, I'm satisfied. So, all the gra-gra we do, let's just calm down. Okay? Have God on our side. And then take things step by step. A young lady worked with me for a brief period. She was trying to do WAEC and go to university. So, in between, she was looking for a job many years ago. I just started a clinic before I came to the university. So, I'm a veterinarian, vet doctor. So, this had a clinic on Joyce B Road in Ring Road. So, I was looking for an attendant. So, this young girl, 19, and she told me, sir, you're always preaching. I can marry someone that is not decked with money. Looking for a man that is decked with money. So I now told her that. Two guys did physics. Give her an arbitrary story. Two guys did physics, both with second class upper. Came out of university, finished with service. Applied for job in Mobil Oil. They took one, they didn't take the other. The one they didn't take gets a job to teach physics to GS students. Prepares his lecture notes well and co. And then that's the guy that now loves you. And you look at him. You use your eyelid to size him from top to bottom. GS2 physics teacher. He applies the next year. This time maybe Ajib Oil. Ajib takes him. Mobil has a loan problem. They defaulted. They downsized. The one they took the previous year was let's go. The physics guy, the GSU that now works in Ajib. Can you see that these things are so ephemeral? It can change. And then you now say your life has the money. So I just told her a principle. I didn't say you should marry any stupid person. But watch potential. Not the actual physical at the beginning. Watch potential. It's hardworking. It's diligent. And we are still going to live together for 40 years. See that? That's the potential you should be looking for. He cares. He's hardworking. He's diligent. But you're just looking at the... Does he have the cash now? How long will your marriage be? 1 year? Cares of this world. Deceitfulness of riches. You can't stay with God's word. Praise the Lord. Good and honest hearts. These are the characters. Okay? Let's start a round up. Verse 14. Are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life. And bring no fruit to perfection. Praise the Lord. That's why I say many young people, they're in church, but they're not growing. They can't bring forth fruit. So 3, 4 years, 5 years, their prayer life is not better. Their understanding of God's word is not better. They are not wayside heart, too. I keep saying it. And they are not stony heart. They come to church, they love God. But they are just not ready to pay the price. You won't grow. Praise the Lord. You won't grow. And that's what we do. You can't bring forth fruit to perfection. You just bring all small to wither. You try again, another small. It will wither again. Another small. Just nominal. I see them. They are in our church. They are our children. When my sons come around, or particularly the first one, because the second one is not around for a while. One year, I say, hey, please, when you get to church, we are going to church, when you get to church, please sit down and listen to pastor. So I'm going to pay my tithe at the back, or going to attend to an emergency in the office. Sunday, you see the youth, they are on Instagram, they are on Facebook. Pastor is preaching. They are chatting. They can be like that for 30 minutes and they are in church. Completely oblivious of what is going on in church. Sit down at the back there. Concept. Sometimes I will even greet them. I will have to. They are lost into. Pleasures. Praise the Lord. Whereas the engrafted word that is able to save their souls is being dished out. The last one. Verse 15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. You must stay with it. A few weeks ago, I went to Maiduguri. On a research work. I went to give a talk also in the university. And I went to visit the Nigerian Christian Corpus Fellowship in their headquarters in Maiduguri. Pay a visit. To see young people, maybe they were like 50. They were having Bible study, 50, 60. Finished either in Ibadan, Ilorin, and went to Maiduguri to go and do NYC. In this current Nigeria. I was very happy to see them. But 30 years prior, 92, 93, I was president of Christian Corpus in Maiduguri. So I was so excited to talk to them. But I talked about things like this to them. Be consistent. Thank God for the gra-gra we did 30 years ago. But thank God, 30 years. You have to stay with this thing. There's no exiting it. You get better. You get stronger. And to the glory of God, I could see they were encouraged that, wow, 30 years. Where are you going? Where are you going? God, praise the Lord. So 30 years youthful days, 30 years in university. Maybe God has final say on that pastor. But that 30 years, I've spent 25 years already. That phase you stop. Another 30 years, you have something else completely we do. Praise the Lord. That God is glorified. Amen. And live your life. You see, you got to come to that conclusion that staying with God is not a distraction and a waste of your time. That's how you can continue with it. That actually is your life. Amen. Not that, Tobanche church. Tobanche ororo church. I'm up to a cat in Dubai. No. That life is an error life. Be glad you are out of it. Praise the Lord. This one is your real life. Grow in it. Amen. Because in this is the real joy. Amen. It's the real blessing. Amen. It's a real blessing. So thank God I didn't throw God away. Prof and prof. excellence, I'm excellence. You throw God away. We did God and we did the work and we are not at the bottom. Praise the Lord. Godliness, that's my last, is profitable unto all things, having the promise of this world, that is, and the world to come. Praise the Lord. It's not a waste of time. Stay with God. I don't know, maybe you are afraid. And that's the lie the devil tells us. Once you follow God, you can't go, you can't really make the real mega box. So you cannot really make the real money, because the real money, you have to bribe, you have to, if you follow God, you can't. Stay with God. Stay with it. Amen. Bring forth fruit with patience. Stay with God. Your character will develop. God will open doors. The Bible doesn't lie. Amen. Patience. Amen. How do we get a good and honest heart? Pastor has taught us, and we have said it here. Constantly clean with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Unless the heart will be dirty. There's too much death around. Constantly. You make mistakes. You said what you should not say. You thought about something and held on to what you shouldn't think and hold on. Clean with the blood. Praise the Lord. Constantly. Apart from cleaning your debt, the blood also makes the pathway between you and God clean and clear. Amen. So that God's nature can flow. You say, a good master, Jesus said, there's no good than God. If you really want a good heart, God must flow into you. Praise the Lord. Nobody has a good heart. God must flow into you. So clean the blood. Read the word of God. Praise the Lord. Because that's the seed. The seed is the word of God. And when they plant it, ultimately, it's going to administer. That's what the seed is designed to bring out. So you need to stay with the word of God. Amen. Stay with the word. Keep reading the word. You know you have gone down in your Bible reading. Pick it back up. Praise the Lord. And then pray. Amen. You know the opposite of good and honest heart? Bad and dishonest heart. And that's what the sin nature gives everybody. A heart that wants to cheat others. A heart that wants to oppress. It comes to everybody. But it's many times it's with the power, the heat of prayer that you use to remove that nature. First it, then remove it. Amen. Then you can now become, you get better. Nobody gets there suddenly. You get better. And then later you like the life you are living. And you now want to get increase in that life. You see, that is worth it. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless the hearing of his word. Amen. Okay, so let's bow our heads and think. Amen. Let's bow our heads and think. Because I have a conviction, God has spoken to everybody. We said here before, it's not that God doesn't speak. It's how do we respond? God has spoken to everybody today. What are you struggling with God about? What's that decision? I beg, I don't want to hear anything about God's will here. This is what I want to do. Relax. Lay it down. Lay it down before God. Except a corn of wheat goes to the ground and dies, it abides alone. If you really want God to multiply something, let it die. Lay it down. Why struggling with God? Can you struggle with your maker? Can you win? Lay it down. Lay it down. Don't say, God, no. This Ishmael, it has to be Ishmael. Lay it down. God has Isaac. And Isaac is the child of promise. Lay it down. Stop struggling with God. Be honest. A good and honest heart. Honest. When something is tough, say, God, help me. Yes, a decision, is tough. Help me. Lastly, the things that make us have a good and honest heart. The blood of Jesus, the word of God, and prayers. Also be honest. How good have you been in those things? Tell God to help you. Don't say you can't do it. You can do it. can clean with the blood. You can read God's word. You are not doing it now, but you want to change. You want to increase in your Bible reading. Say, God, come and help me. You want to start to pray. Don't pray. When you pray, pray. No. You say, God, I know I have to increase my prayer life. Come and help me. It's part of being honest. Let's start to exercise honesty. Come and help me, Lord. You are in and out with God, in and out with God. You don't want to commit. You know yourself. Say, God, it's enough. I want to commit. I want to commit. I perceive that some of you say, stay here. Join them. Come on Sunday. You've been flirting with it. I feel that. Been flirting. Come. Surrender. Stop struggling. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give my heart. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily. I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Blessed Savior, I surrender. Oh. Put one hand to your chest, lift one hand to God. Say, Heavenly Father, and bow your hearts before God. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Indeed, you are a merciful God. You have spoken to me. I heard you clearly in my heart. Come and help me to do your will. Come and help me to do that you have been speaking to me about. Come and help me to be a doer of what I've heard, not a hearer only. I heard you, Lord. Help me to stop struggling. Help me to stop debating in my heart. Help me to stop running away from you. I surrender to you. Come and help me to do your will, to clean with the blood, to read the word of God, to pray in the spirit. Help me to make those decisions that you have been telling me about. Help me to leave those bad behaviors, those vices that you have been telling me to leave. Help me, Lord. I want to be a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that in my life you will be glorified. Thank you, Father, for answering my prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Rababa shakataka brababa steria. Let's pray in the spirit. Regedebe kaka brodostala. Saka brodosaka antaka shente. Ragadeke dubrakate kebe kitosa. Jito kobrabakate seke. Merci. Bakito kobrabaka kitoskede. Jesus. Mekute. Botele kariba katoros kandaye. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Maketoko predede de kakato shandele. Rustaka paturenes astegere. Maka prebebe suta. Borobe saka. Junde gebrebikaya. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. Let's get the Lord a super hand clap.